At least 21 states have embraced what two legal scholars describe as discriminatory censorship laws. Boston University's Jonathan Feingold and West Virginia University's Joshua Weishart authored a recent report for the National Education Policy Center. They say these laws often block students from engaging in discussions on racism, sexual orientation, gender identity, and American history. WFYI education reporter Lee Gaines spoke with the professors about their research and their views on recent censorship legislation in Indiana.
Can you explain what the impact is of these laws on students and educators, Professor Feingold?
The basic threat is that we are depriving students, future leaders, of the knowledge and critical thinking skills they need to actually be responsible members of their communities. But then when you have laws that don't just prohibit that sort of curriculum, but actually demean it, it's not just demeaning the curriculum, it's demeaning the communities. When you have politicians that are really grotesquely mischaracterizing basic information about the history of racism in the United States or about gender identity, that clearly is not just intended to tarnish the curriculum, but also the communities themselves. And so I think that naturally and predictably creates institutional environments in which students and other members of targeted communities are more likely to confront either subtle or more hostile manifestations of what we would just traditionally think of as harassment, whether it's gender-based or race-based.
So Indiana passed a law last year that's supposed to make it easier for community members to request removals of books from schools. The proponents of this law say that schools were stocking pornographic material, but a lot of the books at issue were books that featured LGBTQ identities. Is this an example of a discriminatory censorship law?
It seems to be performing the function that we would consider discriminatory censorship. So one is its proponents are rehearsing what are like just patently bad faith talking points to try to demean certain people. So then members of the LGBTQ community, it has not been uncommon to hear people use terms like pornography, not to target literature that we should actually be concerned about, but to actually discredit legitimate lifestyles and just people's actual existence. You described as well, the law seemed designed to empower a small minority to control what is happening in schools.
What's your take, Professor Weishart?
So I would say it is in line with the subject matter of our report, which is it's discriminatory and that it's targeting certain subjects for regulation in the classroom. And in fact, the first teacher that was ever fired as a result of one of these discriminatory censorship laws was in Georgia. And she had read to her classroom a book that was exploring gender roles and identity. Just think about the self-censorship that this is inducing among teachers.
And Professor Weishart, what would you say to people who are concerned about these laws and want to do something to fight against them?
Well, for everyday parents and those who are, you know, concerned about public education, I think what they could do is they could show up at these school board meetings. And I think many are. We call on our political leaders to do more as well. And so the report recommends at the national level that Congress hold congressional hearings on these types of laws and their impact on students. And we also call on civil rights and education advocacy groups to support teachers, frontline teachers. And we suggest a variety of recommendations there, including a hotline, a national hotline where teachers could get support and guidance. A legal defense fund for when they come under fire and have to defend themselves, a network of lawyers who are willing to step in and support them and to challenge these laws. And we also encourage groups to prepare and disseminate curriculum that would allow teachers to provide a comprehensive and truthful account of their subject matters.
That was WFYI education reporter Lee Gaines talking with law professors Jonathan Feingold and Joshua Weishart about the growing number of censorship laws.
This WFYI news story is made possible with support from members like you.